Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to welcome back in Susie Landers from the City of Houghton. Our update brought to you by the City of Houghton. You're in the new studio for the first time.
Yes, good morning, good morning. It looks quite fancy.
Yeah, it is a big step up from what we were dealing with before. We've got new equipment and a new countertop for you to sit at here.
It does. It almost looks like you could like send up a space shuttle or something. You've got all the flashing lights, nothing like before. You're the big knobs. But no, it looks great. It feels great.
Yeah, it does. It's working wonderfully as well.
Thank you for putting the new studio in for me.
Well, just for you. The sign hasn't arrived yet,
exactly.
The Susie Landers studio, but here we go.
Oh, but no, everything's, like I said, Todd, we were talking earlier, things are moving quite well and forward in downtown Houghton and for the whole city. We have a lot of events coming up in the next couple months. Of course, everyone knows Bridge Fest is coming, and I want to put a reminder, too, if anyone is interested in participating in the parade, tomorrow is the deadline.
Yes.
For that, and please don't make Trina's job any harder than what it is. Get those entrant applications in tomorrow at the chamber office.
Yeah, because every year they get flooded with a whole bunch of last-minute entries and people who just show up.
Right, and there's people that honestly don't know they need to do that, so let's make sure Trina has time to put those together. So those of us that have been doing this for years, let's get our paperwork in.
And there is a bit of an art to putting that parade lineup together because you want to have... If you're making noise, they don't want to have you right behind the Golden Airs.
Right. You've got to spread them out.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
I always got stuck behind the horses. I don't know why that was.
But because you always had the shovel. And So the other thing we've got coming up, Good Times Music is going to be hosting an event on June 20th. And it's called The Longest Day, which is a fundraiser for the awareness of Alzheimer's.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I don't think there's anyone that hasn't experienced it in some form, you know, just on the fringe or either as a caregiver.
You know, it's become a lot like cancer at this point. As we go into the Relay for Life this weekend,
right.
We talk about how if you haven't had cancer, there's a reasonable chance you'll get it.
Yep.
Certainly somebody in your family or somebody that you know has dealt with it. Alzheimer's is much the same way.
Yes, definitely. Just in the United States, I think there's over 5 million people that suffer either Alzheimer's or dementia. And then let's factor in all the caregivers. So it's a horrible, horrible disease. So anyway, Bruce and the gang down at Good Times Music they're having this fundraiser on the 20th, and it's basically music from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's continual. So if you're a musician and you want to fill a spot, please give Bruce a ring at 482-0245. And if you know you're not that musician but you just want to support, please stop down there on the 20th and see what you can do to help out.
Yeah, and that is a week from Saturday.
It is.
It's Bridge
it
Fest
is.
Saturday.
It's actually Bridge Fest Saturday. Yeah.
So it'll be kind of another thing that contributes to what's going on with Bridge Fest.
Right, a few things going on in downtown then as well as down on the waterfront because there's enough for everybody to go around. And I think actually the 20th, that weekend is actually... you know, earmarked for this type of this fundraiser,
yeah.
The Longest Day.
Yeah.
So there's no changing that. And also, since you brought up the American Cancer Society, let's quickly touch on that tonight to remind everybody that the Houghton Fire Department
and the Keweenaw Roller Girls
and the Keweenaw Roller Derby Girls will be filling the boot again this year, and they will be positioned in different locations. One right by the stoplight in downtown Houghton, the Upper Loop, and up by the fire department, and they'll be having their fireman boots out there, and they'll be collecting donations from 4 to 6.
Yeah, so please, if you're going to be driving and you know you're going to be out in Houghton between 4 and 6 o'clock, have some change ready, have
yes.
a contribution ready, a 5, a 10, whatever you
whatever.
Can afford to help in the fight against cancer. And the Relay for Life, of course, starts tomorrow afternoon
right.
at Copper Country
right.
Mall.
Again,
I encourage you to support
another,
that.
Another disease that we all have some connection
yeah.
with. The other big thing that I'm really excited about is in a couple weeks, those of you that have maybe watch a lot of PBS, you may have seen the show Under the Radar. Have you seen it?
No, I
feel
not.
Bad that I haven't, because when they called me last week and said, hey, this is Tom from Under the Radar, and I'm like, this sounds sketchy. You know? And then when he explained to me what it was, I really felt bad that I wasn't aware. But Under the Radar is a show similar to the drive-ins, diners, and dives that Guy Fieri does.
Okay.
But this show highlights Michigan. Okay. So they go around to different little nooks and crannies and find little gems in the state of Michigan, either a restaurant or a museum or some unique thing to do. And it's a show. And I think it's actually, I think it airs tonight, to tell you the truth. And they're going to be here in Houghton on the 22nd,
ooh,
and 23rd. So, and actually they're an Emmy award winning television program. And not only, they have like a, they have like, I think they reach like 30 million homes. That's counting Canada. There's, they have a, you know, a big Canadian list that they,
we're close to Canada.
We are. That, that
it's right
they
over
have,
there. We have Canadian listeners. It's, hi, Canadian listeners.
Yes, they do. They have a lot of Canadian listeners. They air in Ohio, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, Tennessee, and Florida. So basically what they're going to be doing is they're going to, for us in Houghton, they're going to be highlighting the pickled eggs at the Douglas House with Bubba. That's what it's funny because when they're we were talking about the area and he wanted to like find out, you know, what I could provide, what kind of information, what do I know, and I'm like thinking, and I said, and he was telling me about some really unique things that they've highlighted that actually were pretty crazy foods, and I said, how about a pickled egg? And he's like, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And I said, well, I guess we have a winner. You know, we're going for that. So, and then, so they're going to do the Douglas House and talk about how those pickled eggs have really become a part of our community. I mean, Michigan Tech University students, when they come back or when alumni come back, they come there and they'll walk out with big gallons of pickled eggs.
Yeah.
Bubba ships them. Bubba and Foof are shipping them all over, you know, at different times of the year. So they're going to do that. They're going to highlight the KBC. They're actually also going to be highlighting the Quincy Mine Tour. And then they're going to make their way up to up north. And they're also going to be stopping at the Fitz and, you know, showing a few of the highlights that they have there. So it's going to be a couple days of excitement for us.
That's going to be really neat. I'll look forward to seeing that.
It is. And they have a great Facebook page. I went on there last night. So please, anyone, if you're on Facebook, go check it out, Under the Radar. And you'll be pleasantly surprised to see really the following and what they've done. They said a lot of the little towns that they've aired in and that they've highlighted, their business has just gone through the roof. I mean, people are driving. He goes, we are looking for a little town that somebody would jump in their car and say, let's just go. And I'm like, oh, we've got that. We've
That's
got a whole
us.
Community. It's not just Houghton. We've got the whole community.
Yeah, the whole area.
Right.
The whole area is like that. So, and I'm certainly seeing a lot of more, you know, as the summer is here now, the tourist people coming in and people on bicycles and motorcycles making tours and fancy cars who are out doing their tours and stuff.
I love the fancy car night on Wednesdays. Did you see up at, or the old cars, the vintage cars up at Culver's
yeah.
on every Wednesday? I love that.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was driving home yesterday and something drove by me. Some kind of an MG coupe or something like
wow.
that. You know, he was touring. And I'm thinking, that's a guy who's got his classic car and he's out making a week run in it just to enjoy it or something like that. And this is one of those places that a lot of those people come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. That reminds me. I mean, if on Wednesday nights, stop at Culver's and take a look at all the cars and the trucks and the, you know, the vintage automobiles that are showing up there. That little event is growing quite well for them.
So how are we doing with our decorating project?
Our beautification?
Yes.
It's doing really well. As a matter of fact, when I was coming here today, I was going down Main Street and it was just, it's really stepped up. It looks clean. It's, you know, we're getting a lot of that curb appeal and they definitely could still use some volunteers. So again, if you want to, you know, get out there and push a broom, plant some flowers, do a little weeding, we definitely could use you.
It doesn't seem like much, but it sure makes a difference.
It does. It really does. A little goes a long way.
And to those people who are here for the tours or for just coming through to say, wow, what a nice
they
place.
Care.
I'd like to come back.
They care.
Yep.
You know, nothing, like since my office is downtown, I do see a lot, you know, I'm always seeing all the people walking. And you'd be surprised, you know, how many people, if they see something on the sidewalk, if somebody drops some paper, you wouldn't believe how many people I've actually watched walk over there, pick it up and put it in one of the receptacles. And it's like, ah, oh, this is great.
My grandfather had a phrase. He'd say, now it looks like somebody owns it.
Exactly. That's great. That's great. Have some ownership.
Yep.
Goes a long way. The other thing, too, I wanted to remind everyone about is that SISU Challenge coming up,
yes.
which is in July. So, you know, they're still looking for teams, and it's a minimum of four people on a team, and that's going to be going along the waterfront and out on the trail. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Check out, if you need more information, you can contact the folks at CrossFit. Or, and they also have a Facebook page.
Yep, and we do have information about that up on our QNRReport.com community calendar and a link to the appropriate sign-up places, things like that, so you can get information there as well.
Great, Let's great. See. Oh, I should mention, too, just in case anybody does want to, like, hang around when the film crew is here, they will actually be filming Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning in downtown. So
okay.
I'm not saying you're going to show up, you're going to get a spot on the TV show, but, you know.
Get a big cardboard sign, paint "Hi, Mom" on it.
Exactly, exactly. See what happens. So that's, yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Also, do we have any time to remind everybody that the summer concert series is going to be coming up here in August? A lot of people are calling because, you know, for the first few years, we did it every Thursday.
Yeah.
And we've changed it the last few years, and I know people are still getting, they're like, when are the concerts starting? So yep, remember, it's only the month of August.
But there are concerts before that,
yes,
because the Copper Country Band has begun rehearsing.
Is that on Tuesdays?
Yeah, they're rehearsing next Tuesday and the following Tuesday, and community members are invited to join the band. They rehearse at 7 o'clock at the band room adjacent to the Rose Center at Michigan Tech. And then the concerts are each Tuesday night in July at 7 o'clock at the band shell.
Which is a great lead-in then to the summer concert series, which is also moved down to the Kestner Park to the... You know, we started growing. We need more room, and that will be every Thursday in the month of August. So we've got a lot of great things going on in the park.
Lots going on. You can always check the City of Houghton website for information about things that are happening.
Always. And please make sure you like us on Facebook, and that's where you're going to get a lot of information. We have a Downtown Houghton Facebook and a City of Houghton Facebook.
So check it out. And thank you, Susie Landers. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Todd. Enjoy your day.
Keeping on us classic hits, 97.7 The Wolf.